Today's other headlines begin in California, where the rapidly spreading park fire is now the fifth largest in state history. Firefighters battled its flames overnight as they were fanned by gusty winds. As of today, the blaze had scorched nearly 600 square miles. At a briefing this morning, Governor Gavin Newsom said this summer's fire activity is already well above average, and he urged residents to heed official warnings.
This is the beginning of the season. We're seeing significantly more intense activity. And so I pray that people are mindful of these evacuation orders. They take them seriously. You can replace a home. You can't replace a life.
Dozens of other large fires are burning in the West amid hot and dry conditions. That's in stark contrast to the Northeast, where torrential rains soaked northern Vermont again today. Rivers washed out roads, and authorities had to rescue some two dozen people. In southern India, landslides have killed at least 106 people, and many more are believed to be trapped under the debris. Heavy rain sent mud and waters gushing through the hills of Kerala State. Rescuers used zip lines over rushing waters to search for survivors. Local media are reporting that many of the victims were employees at the area's tea farms and estates and their families.
All the victims were sleeping yesterday night when the disaster struck. Victims, including children, were buried in the landslide before sunrise.
Kerala is one of India's most popular tourist destinations and is prone to heavy rains. Tuesday's landslides are the worst disaster there since flooding in 2018 killed nearly 500 people. International pressure is growing on Venezuela following that country's disputed presidential election, which gave incumbent Nicolas Maduro another 6 years in office. The U.S. State Department today called for a tabulation of the results, saying the election was, quote, undermined by anti-democratic actions, political repression, and electoral manipulation. While in Caracas, supporters of the opposition held a peaceful protest today to voice their anger at the official result. Opposition leaders say they have proof their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, defeated Maduro in a landslide in Sunday's vote. Protesters today said the nation is ready for a change.
We must find the way to have elections be respected. The people of Venezuela spoke. It wants a political change. It wants a change from what we've lived these last 25 years.
Also today, Venezuela's attorney general announced that more than 700 people had been detained in protests that took place on Monday. He said that some will be charged with terrorism offenses. An investigation into historical abuse at U.S. government-run boarding schools found that nearly twice as many Native American children died as previously thought. At least 973 children are now known to have perished over a 150-year period that ended in 1969. An initial report 2 years ago estimated that more than 500 children had died. The findings cited sickness and abuse at schools that were set up to assimilate Native American children into white society. The investigation was commissioned by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and has led to calls for the government to apologize to victims of the abuse. Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today as investors wait for tomorrow's Federal Reserve meeting and any clues on interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 200 points on the day, but the NASDAQ dropped more than 200 points and amid caution over some big tech earnings. The S&P 500 also ended lower, falling by 0.5%. And William Calley, the U.S. Army lieutenant who led his troops in carrying out the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, has died. He actually passed away in April, but media reports only confirmed his death this week. Calley was the only officer convicted for his role in the atrocity, the most notorious war crime in modern American history. In 1968, Calley and his soldiers slaughtered an estimated 500 unarmed women, children, and elderly with machine guns, grenades, and bayonets. Their actions were covered up in military reports for over a year. He was court-martialed and received a life sentence, but only served 3 years under house arrest. Calley had long maintained that he had just been following orders. William Calley was 80 years old. Shifting our focus now to the Olympics in Paris, and spoiler alert, we have some results to bring you. The women of U.S. gymnastics reclaimed their Olympic title. Simone Biles powered through the pressure and a tweaked calf from earlier competition to lead a squad packed with Olympic veterans to gold. In rugby, the U.S. women's team defeated Australia for their first ever medal, a bronze. U.S. men's soccer is through to the quarterfinals for the first time in 24 years, finishing second in their group after a win against Guinea. But in tennis, the number two seed Coco Gauff is out of the singles competition after an emotional match that included a controversial line call. As of this evening, the U.S. leads the total medal count, four of them gold. France and China are positioned in second and third place. Still to come on the NewsHour, we examine the impact of the changing race for the White House on many critical down-ballot races. Senators question the acting head of the Secret Service about the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. And a former Hong Kong bookstore begins a new chapter in upstate New York.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.